This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I said, here we go again. It's the Cleveland Browns and it's first and 10. And Robin McCloud is joining us on the phone. He's got to be thinking, what did I get myself into?
Let's go to the phones. Ron McLeod, he's got a charity thing he's got to attend later on. So now he's on the phone, and he joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Usually he's in the Smart Choice Windows and More studios. You guys win a game, and you can't join us in studio at 9. I wanted Lyman to look you dead in the hairy eyeball and say something. Now he has to wait until next week, and it might be different because hopefully you guys win next week. But if you don't, it's like, man, it's an omen, Rodney. We can't have it. Hello.
What's going on, fellas? Good morning.
Morning, too.
I wish I could be in studio myself.
It's okay. You have a good reason.
Victory Tuesday.
Rodney, I think the thing that stood out on tape the most from what we saw was Grant Delpit tackling the biggest guy in sports, the biggest guy in all of football, and then telling him he was too small. That's what stood out to me.
Yeah, that was the mentality that we were on. You know, everybody that touched that field on Sunday understood the mission at hand. You know, defensively, when you talk about a running back, you know, with the caliber of Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson factor, we knew it was going to, you know, be one of those violent, you know, tough games. And GD, you know, put that on full display early on in that game that set the tone for the team.
So you guys win that game, and how does it feel now going through the rest of the season? A lot of rumors surrounding the team, guys who could be on their way out. What are you guys thinking about now as a club?
For us, it's always been that approach of we just need one. You know, we were obviously in a funk over the course of these past, you know, several weeks, and, you know, we stuck together and we kept preaching, just get one. And we got it, and now, you know, winning is contagious, and we have to remember what it felt, obviously, after that great win that we had on Sunday, but more importantly, remember the in-between, you know, what it took for us to be able to come out victorious on Sunday. And so we're going to need more of that, obviously, going into this week, another AFC opponent. Who's playing well. And, you know, I believe somebody reminded me, you know, currently, you know, if the playoffs started today, they're in the seventh seed, right? And so that's kind of the mode that we're in. You know, we're in that playoff mode, and we just got to take it one game at a time. Can't look too far ahead, and the next matchup is the Chargers.
Rodney McLeod with us on the hotline. So if you could share with us what it's like to be on a team that has somebody like Jameis, because we see all the mic'd interviews, we see his emotion, we play those clips. Some of them can be damn right hilarious. Some of them can be, you know, really thought-provoking. What is it like to play for that? Because I can honestly, Roddy, I can see some guys tuning some of that out just because some guys don't need that. They don't need the locker room speeches. They don't need the hype speeches. But with Jameis, it seems like everybody is dialed in when he talks.
Yeah, that's Jameis. That is who he is. It's coming from a place of purity and genuineness. And so, you know, when you have that, you just understand this is who God has called him to be. And he's been consistent from the moment he's entered into this locker room. And he's just been a servant leader. You know, whatever's asked of him, he's willing to do. And so, you know, we love that about Jameis. Now, of course, there's some humor that comes with it, and we all joke about it with him, you know, and he's open to it. And so there's no secret to that. But, you know, you love everything that he represents. And, of course, you know, who wouldn't want to go to battle with somebody like that that has, you know, your best interests at heart and, again, is there, you know, just to be a supportive teammate in any facet of the game.
All right, that's the before the game, after the game messaging. What about what you saw on the field from Jameis? All of a sudden, it seemed like it didn't seem. It was. The offense was the best it's been all year. But not only that, guys like Cedric Tillman making a ton of plays. Elijah Moore was making plays. Judy had some yards after the catch. It all seemed to came alive at the same time with Jameis.
Yeah, very timely. Very timely. And, you know, he prepares extremely hard. You know, we joke about his a lot of his antics, a lot of his prep work. he does a lot. And the old man can still spin it. You know, we all saw that on Sunday. I was just proud of not only, you know, his performance, but the entire offense, you know, knowing the scrutiny, you know, everybody on that side has been under, and to see them, you know, go out there and put on a show and really put the team on their back on Sunday, I would say, was impressive. And I know for them is encouraging. And, of course, we're going to need more of that. You know, it was just great complimentary football played on Sunday, and that's what it's going to take, you know, for us to run this table, you know, over the course of this second half of the year. But great, you know, first step for those guys, and again, you know, a lot of guys showed up in a major way on offense.
Rodney, where do you get the stones to call Jameis Winston old man when you are 4 years older than he is?
Hey, I could do that. You know, we all got to run a joke. You know, there's a few of us that wear that title in the locker room. You know what I'm saying? I'm the OG. You got a couple pops in there. You got some unks in there. And then you got some old men. And so, you know, we don't run from it. I know Five would embrace it. Comes with wisdom. And it comes with a great badge of honor, too.
Rodney McLeod joining us on the show. So you get ready for the Chargers coming up next week. They're at home. They can run the football. They try to play tight defense. They have a better record than some people thought they would have. What's the challenge?
The challenge is, you know, you said it. You're playing a team who knows how to win football games, who's built around, you know, toughness, especially, you know, under, you know, the new head coach, Dean Harbaugh, and, you know, place the emphasis on running the football. They have an elite quarterback and Herbert. So, you know, it's going to be another grinded out, you know, tough man wins game. And who can outlast, the guy across from him? And so that's our approach is, you know, coming in, putting our hard hat on, getting to work throughout the week, and then making sure on Sunday it pays dividends.
Rodney, we saw Denzel leave the game. Obviously, JOK left the game. JOK did tweet something that looked to be a little more positive. I always wondered when it comes to players, do you stay in touch with guys that are away from the facility? Are you texting them positive thoughts?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Giving you updates on that, are you even thinking about football at a time like this, or is that something that comes way later?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. You definitely, you know, try to send your regards to, you know, those guys when something like that takes place. You know, whether it's something similar to JOK or, you know, someone that has to, you know, get surgery. And so if the team, you know, does a good job at, you know, just giving a brief, you know, update, especially on the case of JOK, where, you know, he had to be carted off. And we all know the severity of concussions around our league. And so I'm glad to hear that he is, you know, in better spirits. He's, you know, doing better. And we'll just have to, you know, monitor how, you know, things play out with him. But we know what he means to this team and this in the game of football in general right now. He's one of the more, you know, younger phenoms on the defensive side of the ball. So hoping for a healthy and quick return for him.
Did you guys get a chance to talk to JOK after the injury?
No. You know, rushed immediately to the hospital, to my understanding, to, you know, do a proper evaluation on him just to make sure everything was functioning, you know, properly. And so just protocol and glad to see again here, you know, doing well. I didn't see the tweet that he pushed out, but I'm glad he, you know, he gave everybody, you know, a good message.
What is it like to actually have to continue playing? I know you guys are paid to play football. That's your job. But at the same time, you just had somebody carted off, and you have no idea what the future is for him, what the situation is in the meantime. So what is that like? How do you shut that off? How do you not think about that?
Yeah, it really just puts things in perspective for you. You know, you never know in this sport when something – like this can occur for you. And so, you know, it's just, you try not to think about it. You know, you pray on it that, you know, every time you walk out in that field that, you know, you cross those white lines, you know, fairly healthy, right? Like there's no such thing as no injuries in this sport, but you hope that you can avoid those of the magnitude that we saw on Sunday. And that's just the reality of this sport. You know, guys put their bodies, you know, on the line for the game, for their teammates and for victory. And, you know, JOK is a guy that doesn't leave the field. We know how hard and how much this game means to him. And so, you know, again, you know, we just pray that, you know, he makes a proper return. But, yeah, you saw the glimpse of just, you know, what we as players, you know, fear the most and what is a reality in our sport. And that's the unfortunate side of it.
We have Rodney McLeod joining us on the show. Did you see the Trayvon Diggs spat with the guy Mike Leslie down in Dallas?
Yeah, I've seen it come across my social media. I've seen it in some of my group messages as well. So I did get to see it.
Would you like to ask this question, or do you want me to ask the question?
You can go. What's
okay, I'm going to ask Rodney the question. Have you ever wanted to tell a media member you can answer D's nuts?
I feel like, yeah, of course. Who has it? But the thing is, who has the balls to do it? And Trayvon really, you know, he clearly had a lot to say, and he finished it off, capped it off with that statement.
He was in full uniform. Yeah. That was the best part of it.
Can you believe
that? At halftime? That was at halftime or something, or was that after the game?
How do you go? No, it was after the game. He went in the locker room and then came back out fully dressed, so he immediately checked his phone.
Yeah.
You got it. I mean, do you ever talk to any of the guys like, man, you guys can't. It's not a real website, guys. It's not real. This is not real life. Stop looking at that thing. It's going to eat you up.
Yeah, you got to breathe. You got to take a breath before, you know, you respond, you know. And in that moment, unfortunately, Diggs, he reacted instead of responding. Let the emotions, you know, get the best of him. Sure, of course, there's a lot of frustration built up behind that. And I think most of the time there is history that comes with it. So this probably wasn't the first time that media member made a remark like that, whether it was to him specifically or just in that locker room. And the truth of the matter is the locker room gets a vibe from certain media members that, oh, you know, they're this type of person. They get identified. And so I'm sure the identity for that guy was not the greatest. And it was at a point of like the ultimate level of like frustration and I'm tired and you know what, I'm going to speak my mind. Not saying that it's right, because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you got to just let it go. But I know he was frustrated because at this point, you know, he's attacking your character on the field. All right, when somebody questions your effort, that hits a lot differently for a player.
Do any of the players ever say anything nasty about Lima?
I haven't heard him come up. So, you know, you good in these parts. From my
don't worry, Ken's doing everything he can to make it worse for me every day.
It's not true. He's over there. Anything about you,
Kenny's
over
in that locker room spreading his lies, his propaganda.
It's not true.
I know how it is.
Not true. I don't even try to go in the locker room, but that's a totally different conversation that I'm not allowed to say because my media brethren will get mad at me for saying it. Rodney knows the truth. Thank you very much. Rodney, thank you very much for the time. All the best to you and yours.
I appreciate it, guys. Till next time.
Yes, absolutely. Rodney McLeod, Cleveland Browns safety. On the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You got away with it.
You
should have had to say something.
Boy, that stuff on JOK and Denzel, I find really interesting because I just can't imagine if all of a sudden me and you are doing a radio show. That's a very different example. And, you know, Mitch, just use Mitch, for example, gets carted out of here. Yeah. And he's putting his thumb up in the air as he's leaving.
Why would Mitch get carted out of here?
And we're saying, you know.
Radio accident. You know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, happens all the time. So the asbestos in that room, I don't know. So he gets carted out of there, and then we've got
mesothelioma.
Reckless speculation.
And then
freemesobook.com.
Yeah.
And then we have got to continue doing the show. Now, yes, I know there'll be some rah-rah in this room that Mitch is gone, but some of us will be very, very sad.
Rah-rah in the room that Mitch is gone?
Well, they'll be fist-pumping, surely. But for other people...
Well, he's a Yankee fan.
We'll be mindful of that. It's it would be tough to do the rest of the show.
Andy's a Cowboys fan.
Duke Blue Devils?
You know what he's not currently?
What?
A 2020 anchor.
Yeah, that's right. Let's get to Jeff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.